With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report. People have been calling in with questions about bare spots in their yards, wondering what to do to get grass growing. Grass is either a cool season species or a warm season species. Warm season grasses, such as Bermuda grass, put out their primary growth in the summer and will need full sun, suffering in the shade of trees and buildings. Cool season grasses, such as the fescues and Kentucky bluegrass, put out their primary growth during the spring and fall and will require less sun. Often, calls into the extension office will ask why there are bare spots and shady spots of the yard. The first thing to check is the shade situation. If your bare spot is too shady, it will need to be seeded with a cool season grass. Cool season grass should be seeded at the beginning of the fall, near the end of September or beginning of October. Primary cool season grasses used in lawns in southeast Kansas are tall fescue, fine fescue, and Kentucky bluegrass. Cool season grasses will require more water during hot spells in the summer, but tall fescue will require the least water of the three. The Alliance for Low Input Sustainable Turf, or A-List, has tested varieties of tall fescue, fine fescue, Kentucky bluegrass, and perennial ryegrass for reduced water and fertilizer needs during the growing season, as well as increased tolerance for disease and insect pressures and foot traffic. Using one of these varieties for seeding your lawn will reduce the maintenance you will need to give your lawn during the summer. Established cool season lawns should be fertilized at the same time new cool season grasses should be planted, at the end of September or beginning of October. Cool season grasses need 2 to 3 fertilizer applications depending on soil nutrient levels. The fertilizer should be applied in September, November, and then an optional application in May, depending on the quality needs of your yard. If you do not know your current soil nutrient levels, you will need a soil test to determine what to apply. K-State Extension offers 2 different soil tests for lawns. The first tests for soil pH, phosphorus, and potassium, while the second tests for these, plus nitrogen and organic matter. Nitrogen is the most important nutrient for healthy lawns, so test number 2 is recommended. To take a soil sample, gather small handfuls of soil from different parts of your yard to create a representative sample and place them into a gallon Ziploc bag. Call your local extension office to bring the sample in and ship it to the soil testing lab on campus. Once the lab has tested for nutrient levels, the agent will get a report and then make recommendations for fertilization based on that report. The K-State Extension Master Gardener Program is currently taking applications for fall training. For more information, contact me at 620-724-8233 or at jr637@ksu.edu. The deadline to sign up for Master Gardener training is August 27th. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.